delighted to have you on the call. Well, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being so awesome in our lives. We thank you for being God all by yourself. And we glorify you, Father, this day, because this is the day that you have given us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, O God. And we thank you, Father, for our dear sisters, Ambassador P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, we thank you for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name for this call this morning, O God, each and every day. We glorify you, Father, for giving them peace, for giving them love, for strengthening them and protecting them, Lord, from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for every individual on this call. We glorify you, Father, for keeping them, strengthening them, and bringing them into perfect peace, Father, them and their families, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word that you're giving us this morning, Lord God. We declare that the airs will be clear, that we will receive with our hearts and our minds the word of God that will be poured into us, O God, by you and through the man of God. And we thank you, Father, in advance for the victory in Jesus Christ, that we be effective ministers in the marketplace, and that we stand not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We glorify you, we praise you, and we honor you for all that you're doing this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, I will now turn it over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Praise God for you. Amen. Good morning, family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I just want to say thank you to my sister, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seeding God's children this morning. I tell you, we are walking out in the victory, and we are declaring it to be so in the matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. So good morning, Master's Call family. Are you walking in the victory this morning? Well, after the word you are going to hear this morning, and after continued prayer and after continued meditation with our Father, I tell you, you will realize your victory despite of and because of. And the Master's Call family, we started out October 25th, 2010 by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And the reason why they walked into the victory, the reason why they are just so blessed, the reason why they have a true anointing over them is because they listen to the word of God and they hear his voice and they say yes. And because they said yes, this call was created. And you can learn a little bit more about the call by going to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. There you'll learn a little bit more about the call. You'll be able to download and or listen to all of the messages that have been on this call since the beginning of this call. You also can learn about events, things that are going on all within this website. So tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell a neighbor, let people know about the Master's Call, especially since it is blessing your life. And if God is tugging on you and telling you it's time for you to become a hostess or to greet God's children on a call, or for you to be a prayer intercessor, or if he has given you a word in your belly and it is time for it to come out, we encourage you to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So when Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK heard God's voice to create this call, he gave them a scripture reference to stand on. And that scripture could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We end our call in prayer, and we encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And immediately following this call is the MMC call. Many of us on this line are artists, international distributors, so when you you hear us talking about platinum presidents and congratulations to those who just signed up, or when you hear events that we talk about that revolves around artists, it is because we are part of a Christian-based company that is sold out to the Lord. And when I say sold out to the Lord, I'm talking they put God first in all that they do as well. So because of that, this company is blessed, 800% growth, debt-free, and it is an international company. So go back to the person who told you about this call and let them minister to you about Artists International. And the MMC call number is area code 530-881-1300. Again, directly after this call, you will dial 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. And speaking of Artists International, the Kings of Artists, Artist Empowerment Conference at the Marriott Hotel at Hobby Airport in Big O, Houston, Texas, January 10th through the 12th, 2014. You can register in your back office now, now, now. Don't wait. If you could get on a plane, train, automobile, or walk, you would want to register for this conference now. And this Saturday is a Saturday prayer call. That number is 559-726-1200, and the access code is 516-848-POUND. Again, that is for 1 hour of prayer. So I am about to let you know about the mighty man of God that is coming on and that's going to give us the word from the Lord straight from the Holy Ghost press in the throne room. And this is why our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Because when we get messages like the one that's going to be today and the ones that you've heard since the beginning of this call, it truly enhances, empowers, and enriches your life. Pastor Chuck has a ministry for the masses, and for over 14 years he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. And his unique teaching style is dynamic and is blessed by thousands. Now, although we were going to have Pastor Chuck on the line this morning, you can definitely listen to a word that he said on our archive. And we have Dr. PK, our ambassador of Artists International, that's going to fill in for him today. And I tell you one thing, if God always tells us when you are a great minister in the marketplace or when you spread his word, to always have a word in your belly ready for the people. So it is with my pleasure to introduce you the ambassador of Artists International, Dr. PK Roberts, one of the founders of this call. And I tell you, she is just an awesome woman of God, totally sold out to the Lord. And as she says, she is sanctified down all the way down to her pinky toe. She loves the Lord with all her heart, and she is a dynamic teacher. So without further ado, I am going to bring to you Dr. PK Roberts. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me this morning?
Loud and clear. Take it away, Dr. PK.
Thank you so very much. Let me begin with saying, Buenos dias, good morning to each of you. Feliz Navidad a toda el mundo. Merry Christmas, everybody. Feliz Navidad. Gracias, Dios. Thank you, God. Te amo, Señor. I love you, Lord. Gracias, Espíritu. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you. This is the Christmas season, and so therefore, I wanted to talk a little bit about the reason for this season. This morning, I give special honor to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who asked me for so little, and anytime she asks me to do anything, I am more than willing to step in. She gets a message this morning from our own, my son, Pastor Chuck, at 4:29, and scoots that on over to me. And it's just absolutely an honor, but God had already prepared me earlier this week, and he will prepare you, and told me to call her. And I said, Lord, she's with her boo. It's okay. We'll get around to it. And this time can really slip up on you. And so for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose birthday we are still celebrating, and for those of you who did not get your gift into her, I'm asking that you do that right away, who soon is going to be Dr. Jones. We also want to thank God for this wonderful TMC staff. Without them, Pastor Vanessa and I would be stretched beyond measure and probably would have to call some of these calls off. But they give us what we need in support, and we want them to know and you to know without this staff, it's just a wonderful, wonderful staff. We thank you so, so very much. To my dear Brenda Terrell from my state of Mississippi, you are wonderful, and I thank God for you. You really represent our state well, and you represent God even better. To our own minister, LaShawn, I thank God that you are walking into the calling of God upon your life and doing it the right way. And I thank God that you are going through a church that I understand very well, my husband's family church. And I tell you, I understand the process that you are going through to acquire all of your credentials there in the snowy state of Delaware. Bless your heart. I love you very much. So I also want to report before I start preaching this morning on our own sister Brenda Robinson. Brenda, I spoke with last night, and she was in test all day yesterday and will be in more tests today, but they should release her today. But she told me, you guys, that she was unable to talk. She could not walk. Oh, she didn't understand what was going on. They thought she was having a stroke. Her blood pressure is regulated and good. Thank God for these great products. But it is a mystery to the doctors as to what exactly is happening with her. She is able to walk and talk now, and she was able to talk to me a little while last night. She had just gotten back in from test. You know I've been calling throughout the day. But I'm here to tell you what I told her, and that is God is a God who lives far beyond anything that we can understand, who absolutely operates in a realm that is so far above our understanding, and he gives us gifts that we don't quite understand. And I told her to just thank God for what she has. Don't examine it. Don't try to understand it. Just walk in it and live. And know that God will give her the understanding that she will need later on. It reminded me of the time when I was first diagnosed with sarcoidosis at the age of 19, and I fell out, and they took me to the doctor, and they didn't understand what was going on with me. They took me to the tuberculosis center in McGee, Mississippi, and ran all kind of tests on me and did a surgery. I took a lymph nose from a neck, did surgery, and just was doing all kind of things to find out that I had sarcoidosis later on. But I'm here to tell you that God healed me completely of that thing, and God is a God who will heal. But my mom asked me, because they told her that I would die, did I ever think that I would die? And I said, I never thought about dying. I said, because I have too much to live for. I never thought about dying. But and she said, well, they told me that at your age I should prepare the family for your death. And she said, that's why you probably didn't die, is because none of us could see you dead right then. And, you know, and here I am all of these many years later, still walking around talking about the goodness of God. Isn't God good? So today we are going to talk to you a little bit about what I call the greatest gift any of us could ever ask God for. And it's a gift that we can ask him for that will keep on giving down through your entire life if you get your hands on the horns of it right now. And I'm going to talk to you about it in the realm of pillars under a house, a pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R-S. And we're going to talk about the seven pillars of wisdom. When Solomon was asked what did he want from God, he did not ask for the riches of gold and silver. He did not ask for an absolute beautiful woman to be by his side. He didn't ask for great business knowledge. He did not ask for power nor fame. But he said, God, crown my head with wisdom. And so this morning, that is my prayer for my gift, for myself first. Yes, I'm asking for wisdom for me first and wisdom for you as your gift, so that you would truly understand what you need to be giving to your friends, your loved ones, and to those whom God will direct you to, who have absolutely no connection to you in your life right now. God is lining it up and setting it up right now so that you will be able to give gifts to those whom you don't even know you will be connected with within the next year or so. So many people you are going to be connected with. You need wisdom to understand that you cannot deal with everybody the same way. God bless my husband and I with two lovely children, but both of them coming from my own lawns, coming from my own, I carried them in this own self body here. Both of those kids, it's only two of them, but they are different. They are different, and I have to deal with them different. My son, Eddie, I can slap him upside his head, fuss at him, knock him out, do whatever I want to with him in just, you know, my PK way. And he'll come right back the next day. Mama, I love you. I'm sorry I got you so upset. That's not the way to do my mama and that sort of thing. Devote, on the other hand, if I raise my voice, Mama, why are you hollering at me? Well, if you got to talk to me like that, you ain't got to talk to me. Well, you don't love me. And then go into her shell and won't talk to me for a week or so because she can't stand. She just cannot stand me to fuss at her. And don't whoop the Lord, have mercy. If I whooped her, oh, Lord, she really would go away and take a long time to come back. But I did beat her, though. I sure did. So, but the thing I'm trying to say to you is I had to ask God for wisdom on how to just raise those two children. And I had those two children and knew I didn't have to go to anybody and ask them and get a parental test of who is the daddy of this baby. I don't know which. I knew both of them came from David Roberts. He was the only one I was sleeping with. And guess what, you all? With all of that, they still came out different. What am I saying to you? You are going to be dealing with people that you must deal with differently. See, you cannot fuss and fight with all your people and think that they're going to come back and love you. They'll go away. They can't take it. And then there are those that you must have the oomph to be able to really stand up to and say, "You, I will slap, I'll cut your knees from under you if you don't. I'll anoint you good with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost Jesus slap upside your head." You've got to understand, and the only way that we can do that is wisdom. I know, Pastor Vanessa, I'm getting to it. Let's go to the word over in Proverbs 9:1. And while we are going there, I want to, let me back this thing up just a little bit. I need to go on and give you a definition of wisdom. And my son, oh, Lord, I have sons and daughters. Lord, I got a lot of people. But Coach L.A. talked about wisdom on Monday. And today I just kind of feel a need to go there. And the reason I do is because Our business and artist deals with people, and we've got to understand how to deal with people if we are to make it in this life. Somebody ought to say amen. If you don't know how to deal with people, you're going to have a serious problem. And so as we turn to this word wisdom, wisdom doesn't mean anything but understanding what it means to the Hebrew word for it is very interesting. The Hebrew word for wisdom means skillful, practical at living life. It means being skillful at living life, wise, skillful, practical at living life. Okay? That's the Hebrew definition of it. And that's why we do this business. That's why we do ministry. We want to be able to be skillful and practical. Some things that we do just aren't practical. And so when we go over to Proverbs 9:1, and we're going to talk about these seven pillars, and I'm going to probably not get but one or two of them out this morning. I want you all to understand that I want you to see yourself building a house that you're going to live in the rest of your life. And in order to build a house, you've got to have some strong pillows. Papa Diaz de Leon understood that he needed pillars for artists. And his pillars are faith, you know, family, and lifestyle. And he knew that if he could have those pillars of strength at his foundation for his business, he would conduct a wonderful business and build a wonderful business. And so here I'm going to give you seven pillars that I'd like for you to think about building your house on and see where we go with this, okay? Wisdom has built her house on these seven pillars that we are going to be talking about. And I believe that in your business, in your life, that if you build your house on these seven pillars, that it will support you. Why? Because a pillar is an essential support. It holds up a structure. And if we build our house on weak pillars, then, of course, your structure is not going to last. And so wisdom is as important and essential for it's not gender-based. Even though Solomon was the one that asked for it, and we talk about it all the time in the Bible. But the truth of it is, when we think about women, my mother used to say, honey, you need to ask God for some wisdom because you just don't know what to do with yourself. You're getting really, really messed up here. So you've got to understand that it's not gender-based. Wisdom, even though we are going to talk about her wisdom as a her, she is needed in the men and women. We all need this wisdom that we are talking about. And so over in Proverbs 9:1, the very first pillar that I'm going to talk about is we're going to go from Proverbs 9:1 down through 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy understanding. If indeed you fear the Lord, when I look at our youth today, I just don't see any fear anymore. I remember when I was growing up in Mississippi, Brenda, when it started raining and lightning, my mama would say, get yourself somewhere and sit down. Don't you see God doing his work? Sit down somewhere. What? I mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. We need to teach our children and teach each other the fear of the Lord. I think that we could stop and say that God wants to see in us an attitude of respect, an attitude of awe, an attitude of admiration and submission to him, and a love for him. Dios, gracias Dios, thank you. Te amor, Dios. Thank you, God. I love you, God. I love for him. Just sitting down sometime in a quiet place and just reminiscing on how great God is. I walked up on the campus of Sanford this week, and I looked at trees that's big as, I don't know, I mean just huge trees. And I said, God, look at what you have done here. Not just one huge tree down in Oaxaca. Oaxaca has the, in that area, it has what is known as one of the largest trees in the world. It is huge, huge, huge. But the thing is, a lot of people would say that that tree has just evolved over the year, and over the years. And I always ask the question, if it just evolved over the years, who put it there for it to evolve anyway? What was the very seed of it? Let us not get ourselves all twisted up here, you all. We need to understand, if we teach the fear of God and the respect of God, then it trickles down and it makes it easier for us to love and respect those who are placed in leadership over us. And one of the breakdowns in our society right now is that there is no fear. I mean, it used to be, when I was a little girl, if the neighborhood drunk was drinking and was almost just falling down, if he looked up and saw Reverend Stewart coming, and he could have had his bottle in his hand, and he saw Reverend Henry Stewart, he'd take that bottle and try to be jamming it down in his back pocket and doing all kind of things and getting on across the street to the other side. And if he couldn't get over the road, not in the street, get over that road, he'd straighten himself up as great as he could. He'd just, hello there, Rim. How you doing today, Rim? He'd be trying to straighten himself up because he feared God. And this man represented and carried God, you know, in his life. And he just respected that. So what am I saying? Nowadays, it doesn't matter. People, we need to begin to teach again the fear. And that's the first principle. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the whole of and the knowledge of the Holy One. So we want to begin to teach our people how important God is. And it's important for us to do this. Have you ever stopped and asked the question, why is it so important that we have a fear of God and a comparison between us and God alone? Because, you see, as I said when I was talking about Brenda, God's thoughts are so far above our thoughts. And we get so frustrated sometimes when we cannot understand. But it is the pride of life that causes us to fall when we begin to feel that we are inferior to somebody else. But we need to understand that God created man. God created man to be inferior to him. God created that seed for that tree. And it doesn't matter how big that tree gets. Mm-hmm. It can't be as big as God. And so, oh, Lord, I have run out of time. That is it. Thank you so much for bringing me to my senses, because today is the ambassador's call, and I got to get over there on that call. So anyway, you all, let me tell you, that's the first principle, and that is the fear of God. And we are going to talk even more about the other pillars that hold this house up. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom today so that we will fear you, respect you, love you, honor you, and with that honor and love, we will pass it on to others. God bless you. Come on over to the ambassador's call. We are going over there. They'll hold it until we get over there, Pastor Vanessa. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God for such a mighty, mighty message from you. We love you so much, Dr. PK. And I heard you with Espanol. Muy bien, muy bien, muy bien. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning for yet another day. We thank you for Dr. PK Roberts and ask that you please continue to fill and anoint her, continue to bless her, Lord, as she gives so much of herself to us, Lord. We just thank you so much that you continue to guide her path and walk her in the path of righteousness. righteousness and victory. We also know that you know all the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you please touch them, oh God. You know exactly what needs need to be met. You know which hearts need to be comforted, Lord. And we know that joy comes in the morning for those who are in need. And, Father, we ask that you please continue to bless and anoint this call. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, like Dr. PK said, go on over to the ambassador's call. That number again is 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. We invite you all to be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. And remember, we are on the call again tomorrow. Please share it with a friend. Dr. PK, we thank you so much. And can you give us our closing benediction?
I'll go ahead and close. She's got on over to the call. This is Pastor Ruby.
Okay, I was just about to close for her. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Father God, we just thank you so much for this awesome word, reminding us of the importance of the Sophia wisdom that comes only from you. We thank you for our ambassador who covers us in prayer. And thank you, as she stands as a co-founder and foundation of this call. Let her wisdom and her word penetrate in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And as we leave this call and go about our day, we thank you that you will download into us your mind, your will, and order our steps as we choose, desire, and look forward to being your minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God, have an awesome day. She would say a super fantastic day. We'll hear most of you all on the MMC call. Bye-bye.